Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. Joining me on the line this week on the Hump Day Crew, a very big star from the USA. Good morning, Brandon Hilton.
Good morning.
Brandon, for people who have not heard of you yet in Australia, tell us a little bit about who is Brandon Hilton.
Brandon Hilton is very much an artist, very much a model, very much a pop star, a glamazon.
Tell us a little bit about your type of music.
Well, I'm really into like electropop glam songs. I want to take music in a new place. Like everyone can write, like I think anyone can write a really good pop song, but it's hard to write a really good dance pop song like that can be felt in every country by every person, like straight, gay. No matter what you are, you can feel the music, and I just want to inspire people with my music and make everybody want to dance.
Now, being a gay artist, do you kind of lean towards a gay audience, or do you actually, when you're writing your lyrics, are you thinking about everyone?
I think about everyone, but at the same time, a lot of my music reflects my personal life, things that I deal with, or a lot of my new music deals with. It's a lot deeper than my party music. My EP centers around just, like, having fun and partying and just being yourself and being real, and my next EP has more feeling and personal experiences and life in it.
And we can attribute a new genre of music to you as well.
Electrophagatronica.
Tell us how that came about.
Me and some of my friends were in the recording studio together, and we were working on the song Hate Me, I'm Famous, and it's my friend Jennifer Robot, she did the background vocals for Hate Me, I'm Famous, and she was like, I really think you've come up with your own genre of music.
You're definitely building up a big, strong fan base. A lot of that, would you attribute to your exposure on MySpace and different websites like that?
I definitely think that my internet marketing and networking is the number one thing that really, really, really helped me the most. But, I mean, I owe a lot to my fans, and they get the music out, and they tell people, and then they do it, and it's like a chain reaction. But MySpace has definitely been an amazing marketing tool. Like, internet marketing and viral marketing is, like, the best. Like, without that, it's especially if you don't have, like, a label pushing you. Like, when I started out, I did it all myself, so internet marketing has been the most successful tool for me.
And because of that marketing, outside of the USA, where do you find most of your fans are coming from?
Surprisingly, most of my fans, I think, come from Germany.
Okay, do you have any explanation for why that is, possibly?
I have no idea, but I mean, I find, like, I get the most, like, the percentage of messages, and MySpace Music does this new thing where you can target where your biggest audiences are. It can show you, like, where your most plays come from, and they come from the United States and Germany, and it's, like, really close to, like, a 50-50 tie of how many people I have in Germany, and it's just crazy. I don't know.
Wow.
What I did right in Germany.
You've had a couple of little exposures with, I guess, big names in the singing industry. First of all, you met or saw Lady Gaga before she was big.
Oh, yeah. I've known her for 3 years, way before she was famous.
Tell us your first experience of when you met her for the first time.
I met her in New York City at a nightclub. I was there with my ex, and she was performing, and I had no idea who she was. I'd never heard of her. And she was just this really beautiful girl up on stage with this phenomenal voice, and no one really was paying her any attention, and I really just fell in love with her there from that moment. And after her show, I talked to her and we exchanged numbers. And from there, we just stayed close and became friends over time and actually worked on a few different songs together, but only one that I've proceeded with.
And do you plan on releasing that sometime soon?
I'm actually working on releasing it right now because I redid the song again. I've redone it 3 times. We've been working on it for about 1.5 years now, and we finally got it to where I want it to be, and I'm thinking it'll probably be released sometime this year.
And when you met her for the first time, I must ask, what was she wearing?
Actually, actually, she still had brown hair then, and she had on really tight black leggings and a really oversized sweatshirt, and that was pretty much it.
Oh.
She wasn't wearing any shoes, and she was playing a piano on stage, and I was just in love with her hippiness.
So she wasn't quite as out there with her fashions back then?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, she was still gorgeous and everything that she is now, but she was a little more covered, I guess.
You've also done a bit of a cover one day. You had a bit of spare time, and I Kissed a Boy.
That was an unexpected triumph, I guess. It was a cover to my friend Katy Perry's song, I Kissed a Girl, and I just out of nowhere, like, when the song came out, it was completely taking over everything, and I decided that I wanted to do like a gay cover of it called I Kissed a Boy, and we did, and we put it on YouTube, and it went crazy. There's actually like remixes of it and stuff that I didn't even know anything about, which was stupid awesome.
Yeah.
But it went everywhere. Like, a producer that I worked with from Germany found out about me from a remix that he heard in a club playing of that song, and that's why he wanted to work with me, which I thought was weird because that song was so bad. But everyone loved it. It was retarded.
What did Katie herself say?
Katie actually posted the video on her blog, and it was so great. I'd never met her at the time, and actually had no intention that she would even listen to it or ever meet her or anything. It was just crazy, but she actually listened to it and then posted it on her blog, and it went like from like no views to like like 2 million views in like a month. It was crazy.
Now, on the Hump Day Crew, we like to play a bit of a game to get to know, I guess, a little bit more. It's called 101 Questions. I'm not going to ask you all 101 questions, but just a couple to get to know you better. So pick a number between 1 and 101.
22.
Have you ever had a seance, Brandon Hilton?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm very, very, what's the word? There's a word for it. I'm not, like, religious, but it's, I guess, superstitious. It could be the word. I've been... When I was younger, we did stupid stuff like that, and some of my friends believe that they, like, invited, like, bad things into their lives, like ghosts or whatever, whatever you want to believe, but one of my friends has been, like, tormented her whole life, and she blames that, like, a Ouija board and the seance that we did when we were little, and I didn't take part in it, but I was there when it happened, and it was pretty weird, and since then, I've never, like, tried to dabble in anything like that, because I don't need any bad karma.
No, definitely not. But do you have a spiritual side?
Oh, I do. I do. I'm very spiritual. I believe in a higher power. I tell everyone that I'm a Christian lady. Like, that's one of my catchphrase, slogan things, that I'm a Christian lady. And I definitely believe in a higher power, and I'm very spiritual, but I'm not very religious.
Okay, so we might have a Brandon Hilton version of Ray of Light one day coming out, or an album like that, where you find your spiritual enlightenment, hey?
Absolutely.
Give me another number between 1 and 101, Brandon.
My lucky number is 13, so let's do that.
Lucky 13, and you said you're not superstitious at all. If we were to make a movie of your life, who would play you, Brandon?
I'm going to say Megan Fox.
Why is that?
Because I've fallen in love with this woman. Like, she is so beautiful and charismatic, and people think that she's such a horrible actress, but I think she's, like, a goddess. Like, I'm definitely on the Megan Fox bandwagon. I don't know what she did right, but she needs to share it with me. I think she's just beautiful. She's not the best actress in the world, but she's really, really good to look at.
Fair enough.
So, I vote for her.
Okay, I'll give you one final question between 1 and 101.
Let's do 101.
101. What is your tip for surviving hump day?
A really hot pair of boots, really sexy sunglasses, and air conditioning.
Make yourself feel good, and it won't seem like a hump day at all. It just seem like another fabulous day in the life of Brandon Hilton, hey?
Well, you know.
Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. We're going to listen to one of your songs now, Sexual.
Awesome.
That's Brandon Hilton, and here's his single, Sexual. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Crazy. I won't stop myself, I like to feel this way. No, I won't stop myself.
You just can't stop.
You're making me feel so sexual, baby. I just can't stop myself, you're driving me crazy. The way I'm feeling is driving me insane. Gonna hit the ceiling, you really blow my brain. You're making me feel so sexual, baby. You're making me feel so sexual, baby. I really love the thrill, I know this love is real. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. You're so hot, don't play, you know you are. I see you, so sexual, baby. I want you, don't play hard to get, give in to me. I think we, you look better with me. You're making me feel things I've never felt before. You're making me feel you leave me wanting more. I just can't help myself, I love to feel this way. No, I won't stop myself,
I just can't stop.
You're making me feel so sexual, baby. I just can't stop myself, you're driving me crazy. The way I'm feeling is driving me insane. Gonna hit the ceiling, you really blow my brain. You're making me feel so sexual, baby. You're making me feel so sexual, baby. I really love the thrill, I know this love is real. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. I can't believe it, I got you alone. Now that we're together, you'll never go home. I just can't seem to keep my hands to myself. You captivate my mind, I'm under your spell. You're making me feel so sexual, baby. I just can't stop myself, you're driving me crazy. The way I'm feeling is driving me insane. Gonna hit the ceiling, you really blow my brain. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby. So sexual, baby.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.